Well, hey there, my little sapphire. It's about time you woke up. I was starting to get really lonely waiting for you. Oh, hey, easy now. Shh, there. You're all right. Just relax. You're safe here with me. Where are we? We're in my dragon's nest, deep in a cave. Isn't it beautiful and shiny? I made my nest out of all of my treasures. And you're my newest addition, my little sapphire. What's the matter? Don't you like it? How did you end up here? Well, you see, it all started when I was taking care of some hunters in the forest that had been bugging me. Then once I was done taking care of them, I decided to fly around a little bit, just to check out the area. And that's when I saw it. The most beautiful thing I had ever seen. I knew in that moment that I had to have it all to myself. So I scooped it up and brought it back to my nest as one of my treasures. It was you. What do you mean you're not a treasure? Of course you are. You're my little sapphire. You belong to me now, and I'm never letting you go. You're just so beautiful. I couldn't resist. I've never seen anyone that looks like you. You're so... What? Your home. And your family? What about them? I'm sure they'll get along fine without you. And responsibilities. Shh, now. That's enough of that kind of talk. Your only responsibility is to me. Don't you understand, Sapphire? You were meant to be here with me. Just the two of us. And you don't have to worry about a thing. I'll go out every day and hunt for food for you, so you'll never go hungry. And I could get you anything that you want. I'm rich beyond belief. So I could buy you clothes and jewelry and shoes. Anything you could ever want, I can provide. You would like to go outside? Now. Sapphire. That's not a good idea. I have to keep you safe. That means you have to stay inside with me. How else am I going to protect you? The world is a dangerous place. There's bandits and hunters and thieves everywhere. Trust me. It's safer here. You have no reason to want to go out there. Besides your family, I mean. Visit them on occasion? Well, I'll have to think about that. Normally, I would never permit you to leave. Not even for that. But I don't want you to be sad. I'll tell you what, little sapphire. If you do something for me, then I can take you to see your family on occasion. For you see, you being beautiful isn't the only reason why I brought you here. There's a little bit more to it than that. Well, you see, us dragons become fewer and fewer each year. And we struggle to reproduce. Not a lot of people want to be our mates these days. And it's hard to find other dragons as well. At least ones that aren't already paired up. It's also nesting season, you see. And I was hoping, well, that you would like to be my partner and nest with me. Hey, are you alright, Sapphire? Your face, it got super red, and you nearly fainted on me. I know this is sudden, and probably not what you pictured. I also know that I'm a great deal bigger than you are. I'm like a giant in comparison. But humans have always been small compared to us. And I'm only in my half form right now. This isn't even my true dragon form. This is just more appealing to you, I suppose. It also helps me to walk among your kind more easily. That way I can be undetected and go to the market and things like that. What do you mean? Despite what you think, dragons are well-versed in the way of human society. We're not just mindless monsters that fly around and burn entire villages to the ground. Although I'm sure that's all you've ever been taught. We are actually a very superior race, and quite smart. I can understand why you'd be confused, but I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have. Why you? Why my little Sapphire? I already told you. As soon as I laid eyes on you, I just couldn't resist. I knew that you had to be mine. I felt immediately attracted to you. I even tried to stop myself, but it was out of my control. I was drawn to you like a moth drawn to a flame. I know you feel it too, don't you? You feel hot, like your blood is boiling on the inside when you get near me. And your heart starts racing, as your cheeks become flushed. It's all right, you don't have to hide it. It is very normal for humans to be attracted to dragons like me. And it's not uncommon for the two of them to, you know, mate with one another. Why, yes, that is how hybrids are born. But I am not like other dragons. I am not a hybrid. I am a pure blood, all the way to my core. I was born into the world of dragons, and I have a dragon mother and father. Actually, before this, I was previously engaged to be married to another dragon. But they and I never saw eye to eye. We argued about everything, and for some reason, I just didn't find them attractive in the least. So we ended up breaking off the engagement. Besides, I'm pretty sure they wanted to be with someone else, and that's why they treated me so harshly. Which I can't blame them. Nowadays, arranged marriages are strongly frowned upon. By your kind, and by mine. I wasn't too excited about the whole thing either, so it worked out in my favor. And then I found you. You're perfect, and you're everything I could ever want, Sapphire. You may not realize it, but us dragons have like a sixth sense. I know your heart inside and out, and you're a genuinely good person. In fact, I know a lot about you, just by looking into your eyes. Your entire life, in fact. The moment we first made eye contact, I saw your life from beginning to now. It was incredible. We had an instant connection. And because of that, I do understand how much your friends and family mean to you. So if you agree to nest with me, I will let you see them whenever you want. But you're still mine, You're my treasure. And my little sapphire. And once we have nested together, you are not permitted to ever be with anyone else. Do I make myself clear? That's good. It seems like you're starting to understand me a little bit better. You don't have to be afraid. I know this is what you want. And I want it too. We are destined to be together, you and I. We are worlds apart, but yet connected by some invisible force. You're feeling it now, aren't you? That's why your chest feels heavy. It's all right. Don't fight it. Fighting it will only make the feeling stronger and make it harder for you to hold back. Trust me, I should know. Ah, that's it, Sapphire. Give in to it. It's all right. You can put your hand on my chest. And yes, you can touch my horns and my wings too. I could tell that's what you've been wanting. It's okay. In fact, I give you my permission to touch me anywhere you would like. Yes, that's fine. My scales are quite nice, aren't they? Oh, it feels so good when you touch my shoulders. No. Keep going. I don't want you to stop. What did you say? Yes? You would like to nest with me. I'm glad to hear it. I would like that too. All right. Just relax then. I have just the thing. Are you ready, my little sapphire? All right. I'm gonna take it slow. We'll see if you can handle me. My, oh my. That's quite the spunk you have. You can handle anything I throw at you, huh? Well, all right then. Let's get started.
Hey there, my little kitten. Thank you so much for listening. Now you're gonna hit that like button and subscribe. Because I told you to. Then you're gonna go down to the comment section and let me know what you thought of the video. After that, you're gonna click the link down below and join my Patreon. I think it's time you and I got to know each other better. We'll have one-on-one conversations. You'll get to choose the next spicy ASMRs. And I might even give you a nickname or two. Daddy Aki's gonna take really good care of you. All you have to do is let me. So what are you waiting for? And with that out of the way, it's time for you to go drink some water and do a little self-care today. That's an order, not a request. I'll see you next time. Love, Akihiko Kai.